If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The big story is the coronavirus and its spread. A third person in Illinois now testing positive, according to state officials. This according to Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle last night, who tweeted out the information. I wanted to check in with our pal, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Hospital. Kevin, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Dean, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. We talked a couple of weeks ago about this, and you know, you said that you know people just need to wash their hands and be sensible. But boy, this thing seems to be spreading, and you know, people—I wouldn't say people are in a panic stage yet, but there's a lot more concern about it now. Is that overdoing it? Do you think?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's overdoing it. I wouldn't get to a panic stage yet, but obviously, the containment in China didn't work, and you look now where the extension has been essentially worldwide. I think you're going to start to see this week the number of cases actually skyrocket. But again, we have to keep it in consideration that, you know, 80-85% of these people who get COVID have mild illness or very few symptoms that they even notice, which is one of the reasons why it's spreading as quickly as it is.
What are the symptoms for this? What are things people should look out for?
Yeah, they're the exact same symptoms, and this is the concern. They're the exact same symptoms that we see with influenza and the exact same symptoms that we see with a cold virus. Because you have to remember, coronaviruses, there are seven coronaviruses. Four of them we all have had. You've had it. I've had it. It's been the common cold. Then the three novel ones, MERS, SARS, and now COVID-19. So they give us the exact same upper respiratory symptoms, as well as pneumonia. And that's the problem that we have in these individuals who have passed away from this, is because they've had underlying morbidities and mortalities, whether it be asthma, heart disease, COPD. You know, these people have been ill. But the healthy people seem to be doing quite well with it.
What would you be doing right now if you were in charge of the containment of trying to get this under control? What are the things that you think would make the most sense right now?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing is how are we going to test those that need to be tested? In other words, we've historically now, over the past month, if you came in and had symptoms and I tested you for influenza and you tested negative, my testing would stop there. I think what we're going to need to do is those individuals who now seem to have those symptoms, we're going to have to test for COVID-19 in them if they test negative for influenza. And if that happens, then it's going to be an isolation or quarantine kind of issue. I could tell you the hospitals, Dean, right now are so busy that we don't have room to quarantine 20, 30, 40 people for 14 days.
Right.
So this is really going to be a home quarantine, home isolation, so that we can limit the spread. And you're going to start to see, if the numbers really bounce up, you're going to start to see people say, should we look at closing schools? Should we look at stopping high congested areas like sporting events and things along those lines?
Yeah. Would you recommend that people avoid situations like that? Crowded areas, concerts, sporting events. I've been on airplanes for the last couple of days, you know, and I haven't worn a mask. I did wipe everything down as if I were, you know, like at some toxic waste dump situation, which, you know, some people would argue that an airplane is like that. But, you know, should we avoid places like that?
No, you know, I don't think at this point, I don't think the numbers are here yet to a point that we start to, you know, cancel sporting events and do things. Now, in a couple of weeks, I may be changing my tune on that. You know, interesting you talk about travel right now, you know, with the travel restrictions now, international travel restrictions, that gets everyone's attention. But like you said, we still have a lot of people who travel locally. I'm going to get on an airplane here in a couple hours and come back to Chicago. So, you know, I do the exact same things you do. I clean the area around me, and I can tell you there's things that people don't think about. You go and get your rent-a-car, and then you're in the rent-a-car bus, and you're holding on to a pole. Boy, right. I didn't even think about cleaning that.
Yep.
You know, so some of the things in the the information sheets. You know, people don't think about those as well in the airplanes, but clean the environment around you, because like I said in the past, we're still more concerned about influenza with 30 million cases and 280,000 hospitalizations and 15,000 deaths in the country just this year.
Yeah, I wonder if it makes, I mean, I saw more people yesterday with masks than I've ever seen in the airport or on planes. You were talking with us a couple of weeks ago of how that doesn't protect you from a virus coming to you. It is more the protection of you giving something to somebody else from wearing that mask. Do you still hold that that's true?
Absolutely. There are two types of masks. So you see the masks that everyone's wearing around right now. Those are surgical masks, essentially. And what that does, it protects the environment outside from me. So if I'm coughing and I'm coughing into a mask, that I am protecting the environment. If I'm healthy and wearing a mask, it is doing nothing unless it's an N95 mask, which protects the individual wearing the mask from the environment. Now, people should not run out and start buying these. I can tell you, you can only wear them for about 15, 20 minutes before you need to replace them. So let's make sure that we have enough for the healthcare workers who are going to need them.
Right.
And they have to be fitted. So you have to fit properly because it's a very tight to your face. So I know what size I wear. You can't just go buy them off the shelf and say, gosh, I hope I bought the right one.
Right,
so
right.
Let's make sure we don't hoard those and keep them for the healthcare providers.
Yeah, I will say that I did notice, and this is what makes me think that maybe a mask, just those little surgical masks might be helpful, or gloves, that I'm sitting there on the planes. Now, I've wiped everything down, and I'm watching a movie or something. And I notice, you know how sometimes you put your hand on your cheek or like under your chin, or now suddenly my fingers are right near my mouth, my nose, and my eyes. And I thought, well, you know, maybe that mask would not be a bad idea just to remind me, take your hands off your face. That can't be good.
Right, 100%. The mask will tell you not to touch your face, and it's over your nose and mouth. That will be one way you protect yourself.
Right.
It's amazing. We think that, someone coughed and it's in the air and I walked into this cloud of it and I breathed it in. The vast majority of the time it's going to be on our hands, and our hands touch our face so often that we are delivering the virus straight to our nose and our mouth. So we do that portion of it.
There was a lady sitting across the aisle from me on the flight. You know, this is a flight from LA. It's a 4-hour flight. And she's just coughing a little bit. And she's like coughing into her arm, you know, she's coughing properly. But if looks could kill, everybody, including myself, looking at this lady coughing, it's like, should we kill her now?
Yeah.
She's coughing.
Yeah. That's actually something that the planes, airlines might start thinking, is having masks for those who get on and are coughing just for the comfort of those around them.
Yeah.
I can tell you, on my flight down on Wednesday, you know, the flight attendant said, if you cough, please cough into your elbow. So, I mean, they're making a special notice of it. But to have some surgical masks for those who are ill and get on the plane and are not prepared with a mask would be a great idea.
Yeah. Yep. Things like salad bars, things like that. I've become so acutely aware. It's like I am not touching any food in any kind of public venue whatsoever. I don't know who's been sticking their nasty fingers in some of this food.
Yeah, don't go to any buffets right now. You know, if you order from a restaurant, you've narrowed it down to at least a couple people, where if you're at a buffet or a salad bar, you're talking about thousands of people over the past few hours or days that have gone there.
Right. So still washing your hands is still the best. The hand sanitizers, the Purells, things like that, effective?
Yep, 100%. You know, if you use a good hand gel, which is more than 80% alcohol, which is they are, and there's two things that are nice about that. One is it evaporates fairly quickly. Two is how strong it works, because that alcohol does something called denaturing the proteins of the virus and makes them totally ineffective. So the Purells of the world definitely work. If you don't have Purells and you're going to wash your hands, friction alone is good, but make sure you're doing it for at least 20 or 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That is an eternity for people. People normally wash their hands for 5, 10 seconds, but really we know that the best worker is going to be after 30 seconds of washing.
Yeah, they say sing happy birthday to you. Sing the whole song while you wash your hands. That's about 20 seconds worth of it. And for wiping things down in common areas, I mean, some wipes are nothing more than just fragrant, but you need to look for something. I was reading an article that said you need to look for something that has like sort of a bleach agent in it.
Correct.
Does that sound
correct.
Right?
I would, absolutely. I would look for the Clorox bleach, and I'm not saying Clorox because they do it, but they just happen to make the best ones. And those would be the best for wiping down because you're not going to get the same gel in the pads that you're washing with, just because of the way it dries out as quickly as it does. So those pads would be worthless after a short period of time. But the Clorox bleach ones definitely would be the ones that you'd want to use to wash any environment that you don't have total control over.
All right. We're going to be monitoring you on that plane to see if you're following all the correct procedures there, Kevin.
Mine's only an hour and a half, Dean. I'm just coming from North Carolina.
Right.
So hopefully it'll be a quick one.
And don't do like I do. I found out afterwards that a Halloween mask is not so effective on an airplane. While people were amused by Frankenstein, it really didn't offer me any protection at all. Kevin, safe travels to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
You got it. Take care. Anytime.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Hospital.